here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Sam Monjovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors. The Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti coming to you live from one of the top cities for soccer in the United States, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, we'll look back at a great first set of matches at Euro 2012 and also CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. We'll give our predictions for the matches being held this week with Dick Howard, who will be coming on in just a little while. We'll also speak with Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers and Angela Salem from the Western New York Flash, who had a big win on Saturday. Now back in Rochester, here's our host Joe Sirianni and co-host Sam Monjovi. How are you guys doing?
Great, Andrew, and welcome to Rochester from the great state of Pennsylvania. Isn't that amazing that technology we can use? We're all over the world. We are in Canada. I was in Florida, now you're in Pennsylvania. I mean, what a show do we have? We really have. I mean, anyway, you know, having you leading the show, it's a great privilege for us, for Sam and I, and we sure hope that your stay in Pennsylvania is going to be a great one. But we surely hope that you come back soon because we miss you already.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But I tell you, I was able to listen to the two matches today from Euro on the satellite radio on our drive down here. And, boy, another two exciting matches. Every match so far in this tournament has been excellent today. And we got to say big congratulations to our good friend, the Dean of Soccer, Alex Loy. What a result for the Ukraine today. And what can you say about Andrei Shevchenko, the legendary player from the Ukraine? Of course, played for Chelsea at one time, briefly. He scored two goals at 35 years old, and Ukraine comes back to beat Sweden 2-1. What a result.
Well, Andrew, you know, it was a great game. Of all the games that I watched so far, that's a game that I liked the best because they was completely attacking. You know, they played the game the way it should be played. You know, the game between England and France, it was a defensive battle because neither one of those countries wanted to lose. So they played defensive soccer. You know, I like Italian style of the past. And, of course, you know, we talk about the Italy-Spain game and the Russian game that, you know, they won 4-1, I think it was. And all the games so far have been really, really great games because there is not one team that really hasn't come up to this tournament not prepared.
Yep, it's been a great tournament. Sam, what do you think so far?
You know, I got to tell you, Andrew, I've been very excited by all the games from this weekend and the games today. But I got to tell you, I'm a little upset about something tomorrow, and I know you probably are too, that the U.S. men's national team game is on pay-per-view and that it's not on a normal cable channel. And I can guess to the reasons for that, but on the other hand, with all the major markets we have here, I was hoping somebody was going to purchase the rights to show the U.S.-Guatemala game tomorrow, because I think that's going to be a big match.
Well, you know, there is a venue I believe that we can go to. It's over here off Buffalo Road, the Rookies. I think that they will short, so we're going to look into that.
If they buy it, if we get a bunch of people to go there, maybe we can.
We'll find out. Yep. But do you know the reason why, Andrew?
Why?
No. I mean, do you know the reason why? You know, it's on pay-per-view.
It was purchased in by the one of the there's a group of the company in the United States that. Sometimes this happened with the U.S. It was one of the matches the last time the U.S. qualified for the World Cup, where the match was only available on pay. I think it was the Costa Rica match, possibly. But they figured they can make money on the pay-per-view. But, you know, people in this day and age are pretty smart. If you go online and you type in U.S. Guatemala live feed, you'll find it online, and you should be able to watch the game for nothing.
I understand, but you're missing the beautiful view of the television with a large screen and you know. But that's an alternative. And thank you for putting that out to our listener, because you are a genius.
I don't know about that, but I know we'll be talking tonight about the Rhinos and the Flash, and the teams again are going to be very, very busy this weekend. The Rhinos are in Harrisburg, not too far from me, actually, on Friday night. And then they travel to Pittsburgh on Sunday. The Flash have three matches coming up. They play Wednesday night. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see great women's soccer, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock, the Flash host the Chicago Red Stars, the best team in the WPSL. They're undefeated. They have led by Lori Chalupny, former U.S. international. This is an excellent, excellent team. They were in WPS in the first season of the league in 2010. They dropped down to WPSL last year. They went all the way to the final and lost. And this year they're doing very well. So, again, at 7 p.m. Wednesday, the Flash hosting Chicago. And then the Flash have back-to-back matches. They're actually going to be here in Philadelphia on Sunday against the Philadelphia Fever. Then Saturday, the day before, they have to play Charge Maryland. So, again, back-to-back match. We've got to talk to Angela Salem about that, guys. And I don't know how the women, you know, the men, it's always tough to play back-to-back. The women, it's going to be interesting to see what they do and what Coach Lyons does to keep them fresh, because they're playing four matches in 8 days, and that's very, very difficult.
Well, they put a little resilient individuals, those women. And I tell you, Andrew, Alison Lipscher was in goal for the Flash, and I was very impressed by her. They scored a kind of, you know, weak goal on her, but throughout the game she was outstanding. She did a great job. So, you know, there is a lot of depth, I think, that they have. So we'll talk to them about that with Angela when she comes on.
Absolutely. I mean, Allie played for the Atlanta Beat last year, and they beat with the worst team in WPS, but she was excellent. A couple times she played against the Flash, she kept the scoreline from being much worse than it was. She made some great saves, and she's a very capable keeper. Of course, the first-choice keeper, Brittany Cameron, is out with a broken orbital bone, and that's an injury that takes a long time to heal. And it's very frustrating. I had a chance to see her briefly before the match on Saturday, and I know she really wants to get out there. She can train and do everything, but she can't play because it's too much of a danger. If she gets hit in that orbital bone again, she could possibly lose her eyesight. So.
Well, I talked to her after the game, and because I went in there to get autograph. Can you imagine that? I went and got autograph because I had the kids with me, Morgan and Mackenzie, and they really wanted to get autographs. So I went there, and she told me that she was clear to play. So we have to wait and see whether the coach were going to put it out there or not.
Well,
I remember when Claude Campos against Toronto, he's got this jaw fracture, and he had his jaw wired, and it took a while for him to go back and play. So, you know, those are kind of frustrating injuries that you don't want to risk, because the bone, the bone is so fragile in our face that any contact, even though they may heal, any contact might broke again.
Exactly. So especially with the three matches they have coming up, This week, I would imagine she may see some action, but just because it's going to be difficult, I think, for Allie Lipscher to play all those matches, especially the back-to-back ones. We'll talk to Angela Salem from the Flash in a little while about that later in the show. We've got Jesse Myers from the Rhinos. The Rhinos have a tie against Wilmington on Friday. Then they got two matches on the road, actually three in a row, before they come back home on June 30th. So, guys, we're going to take a first break, and I'm going to be dropping off, so you guys will be on your own for the rest of the show. So have fun, and we'll be right back with Dick Howard, and we'll talk more about Euro and, of course, the big CONCACAF World Cup qualifying matches taking place tomorrow. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I used to be your heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done. Cause I live.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Well, Sam, before we go to Dick, I just want to say that I incurred a bad back and I've been going to Dr. Grayson, and I can tell you one thing. You know, if you need a chiropractor, you need to go to Dr. Grayson. And he fixed me up. He put me on this machine, and I'm getting taller by the day because he's making me taller. Unbelievable. But anyway.
He's got the magic hands.
Yeah. So... we right now, we just the deck is tall enough, so he doesn't have to do anything like that. Because I'm short, there will be. It's a great thing for me.
I wonder deck, what it was, Joe. You look a lot better with it. You're 5'8" now, right?
Jeez. Now, if I could only lose some weight, then that would be good. Well, Dick, welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, and what a week!
Well,
I don't know what to say.
Jeez, with World Cup qualifying in Euro 2012, I'm sure a lot of people were phoning in sick this past week, and they certainly had a treat with regards to all the shot results, especially in Euro 2012.
Hey, Dick, let me ask you a question. You watched the Italy-Spain game, I presume?
Which game was that?
Did you watch the Italy-Spain game?
Yes, I watched pretty well all the games, and the Spain-Italy game was certainly a tremendous performance by Italy. I thought that Prandelli got it right with regards to the organization of the team, three at the back, five in midfield, deny space to Spain, and come away with a 1-1 tie.
Well,
a lot of satisfaction for the Azzurri after this one, Joe. And Sam,
yeah,
I think you both agree with that.
Yeah.
What's your theory about Balotelli when he had the ball in front of the goal there? What happened that he didn't act a little sooner? Have you heard anything or read anything?
I have no idea. With Mario Balotelli, I never know what he's going to do or what he's going to say or with his actions.
What I read about in Italian report is the coach was asked about Balotelli because right now, the question is Balotelli going to play or Di Natale is going to play? And the coach said that pertaining to the situation, the same he just said, that Balotelli kind of froze. It just said that it's a 20-year-old kid that has been put in a spotlight. And according, he said he asked him, and he said he was waiting for Cassano to make a move so he could pass the ball to Cassano.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the indecision cost him the call.
Well, that could be, because if you look at some of the replays, you could see Cassano kind of trailing back. So in a way, you would think Balotelli was going to cut it back to him. But maybe in Balotelli's mind, he wanted to cut it right in front.
It's an interesting combination, I think, in the first place with Cassano and Balotelli. I really like Di Natale. I think with his mobility and certainly his finishing, he really made a difference. But when you have, and play with two men up top, you've got to have players that can play off one another, target man, and a player that plays off that target man, or two players that play side by side. And it's always, given the type of player Cassano is, I thought it was an interesting matchup from the beginning, and why he chose him over, as I say, Di Natale. And with the game against Croatia coming up, quite physical defenders, I'd be a little bit leery about playing a Balotelli.
All right, here's the $600,000 question for you, Dick. When's the last time that Italy played a 3-5-2 formation?
When was the last time
Italy played a 3-5-2 formation?
I had no idea.
Me neither. I don't know either. I was
talking about that because they talked about that, and what the coach said that because the personnel the Spain's got in the movement of the ball, he wanted to make sure that they control the midfield.
I'm very happy they played a 3-5-2.
So that was his explanation. However, they asked him what's he going to do against Croatia. And he said the Croatia is completely a different team than Spain. So his tactics is going to change. He says he's working on what's he going to do.
Well, the 3-5-2 formation is, I think everybody knows, it's more of an attacking formation, unless you play 4-4-2 Brazil style. But a 3-5-2 is usually more of an attacking formation, and I hope they stick with it. I mean, it's nice to see Italy. They're putting pressure on Spain, taking it to the opponent. I was very happy with that.
Well, overall, I think, what was your opinion of the game on a scale of 1 to 10?
With
what would
the Spain-Italy game?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it because I always enjoy watching Spain. Unfortunately, Spain, as happened in this game, they have the possession, but they lack the penetration and the finishing, and that was really the difference in this game. But I give a lot of credit to Buffon. I thought De Rossi, you know, is blocking and he's defending, and collectively, Italy, I thought, played very well in that regard. And it's one of those games that you enjoy watching because it's like a game of chess. They know each other so well, and I was just very pleased for the Azzurri because they did, to get a result against arguably, you know, the top team in the world, then, you know, you've got to be doing something right. But Spain, that's the thing that does happen at times with them, that they get so caught up in keeping possession, they forget that you've got to get that final ball in the penalty area, that final shot on goal. And when it came, there wasn't the quality from the Spanish team that you expect. And, you know, not playing with an out-and-out striker, that was a little bit different as well with the Fabregas situation.
What do you say about the Netherlands-Denmark game, you know, which was won by Denmark 1-0?
The great thing about this game, Joe, and I'm sure you, is that you've got a team that played well as a team against a team that really the parts weren't functioning. And again, in the attacking third, Van Persie and Robin, players that you expect quality finishing, it just wasn't there. And Denmark, they always, when they come in, whether it's a World Cup or whether they come into a European tournament, they're always, you know, they put on that jersey and they give 110% and do everything as a team. And it came through in this game. And, you know, big upset because now, obviously, it puts the Netherlands in a difficult position. They've got to get a result against Germany coming up on Wednesday,
which is going to be very tough because Germany beat Portugal. And let me tell you, I watched that game, and I think that, you know, Germany didn't look as supreme as we would expect.
No, they sometimes have a slow start in tournaments. They did enough. I was disappointed with Cristiano Ronaldo. I think with Portugal, they go as goes Cristiano Ronaldo, and he didn't have the effect on the game that I thought he could have. And Germany, to their credit, you know that they're going to be organized and difficult to break down. And they took their goal very well, and they did all that was needed to win that game. And now, of course, they go into this really interesting matchup, probably the game of the week, when they play against the Netherlands on Wednesday.
You know, Dick, I agree with you about Ronaldo. He seems very similar to me to Ibrahimovic in the big games or on the big stage. They seem to fade a little bit. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what are we expecting from Ronaldo? And I guess a couple times when he has the ball, I like him to be a little more selfish, I guess, take some players on and go to goal. He had a lot of nice passes. They could have scored a couple of goals off his passes, which was unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But what are you looking for with Ronaldo,
especially playing against a team like Germany? Germany are very good in one-on-one situations. You know, they have qualities, you know, individual defending, which is, I think, above average in teams at the international level. And with Ronaldo, they know each other so well, you know, that you see that throughout the whole tournament. You've got teammates playing against each other and with each other. And it makes for fascinating matchups because you know really what to expect in many situations in the games that we're watching.
The Poland-Greece game, you know, there was a pretty even game, you know, on both sides. I mean, they played attacking soccer. They scored, you know, each team scored the goal, which it turned out to be a very entertaining game.
High drama, wasn't it? Yeah, what a game to start. I felt sorry for the referee. He had his moments, and it was a little bit harsh. The second yellow that resulted in Socrates being sent off, and then, of course, you had the second red card in the second half with the Polish goalkeeper. But Greece, yeah, they'd scored on the penalty. You talk about high drama, you know. Backup goalkeeper comes in and makes a great save off a penalty kick. You can't get much better than that. And it's great that one of the two hosts, you know, came through and got a point, and the other one had a very good win today against Sweden.
Yeah, the funny thing
always
about
good for the tournament.
The funny thing about it that the referees they took center stage again in their game, you know, good or bad, but they took center stage. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, keep going, Joe.
But the Russia really demolished the Czech, the Czech Republic. I was expecting more from the Czech Republic because they are really, a good team. I don't know. I was happy because Russia beat Italy, unfriendly. But four goals to the Czech Republic, a little bit on the heavy side.
Yeah, you sort of look. I think we talked about Russia being one of the dark horses, one of the teams that could well get quite far in this tournament. And they were certainly convincing, although there were periods in the game where the Czech Republic, after it was 2-1, where they had a chance maybe to get back into it. But Russia came out of this game, easy winners and convincing winners, and certainly put their stamp on Group A. So, it's going to... The Poland-Russia game, with the political undertones, it's going to make for a very interesting game tomorrow. And of course, Greece, if they can keep going and get a result against a team that will be a little bit lacking in confidence, the Czech Republic, after that first game, then it's going to make for interesting third games in that group.
I like watching the commentating on TV, and especially with Lalas and Wijnaldum. Not necessarily do I agree with them, but one thing Wijnaldum said about Russia is that they're for real. And I'm trying to remember, maybe you can help me out, Dick, that right now Russia's being coached by Avdekat. And yeah, I think we see some of that Dutch influence in their style of play. How long has he been coaching the team? Do you know by any chance?
Dick Avdekat, geez, not too long, actually. He's certainly got a good record with them. And the good thing about Dick Avdekat is he's also coached in the Russian league, so he's got experience of Russian players and the Russian mentality, although he still admits that he has difficulty in, the language a lot of the time. But he's a very pragmatic coach, and certainly a lot of experience, of course, in European football. So you get a coach like that coming in. He was given very good resources to prepare the team, and he's shown that he can also get results, and that's a great start for him. And when you look at coaches coming in from the outside to coach a national team, it's always difficult, because certainly we've had that in England in recent years of foreign nationals coming in and coaching the national team, and it wasn't too well received. Well, why can't we get somebody, from our own country? So he's got to get over that, but he's done it very well.
Let's talk a little bit about today's game, the French England game, which I'm sure you watched with a very keen eye. What was your impression of that game?
Well, Roy Hodgson, obviously delighted with the result. I thought England were very disciplined defensively. They kept the team shape. You saw that in the game with the back four and the midfield four. And were full value for the win in that regard. France had the better chances. I thought overall, they had more possession in the game, the better chances, but England took the first goal well. You expect it to come from a set play because they're always well organized, and Lescott took it very well, although I fault the French keeper was a little bit timid in not challenging and coming off his line. And then, of course, ironic, of course, that Samir Nasri, who plays in English football with Manchester City, comes through and scores for France with the equalizer. Near post shot that you don't like to be beaten as a goalkeeper on the near post. He struck it well. There might have been a slight deflection, but I think Joe Hart liked to have that one back. But having said that, he played very well. And overall, I thought a very good England team performance. And certainly, given the Rooney situation, that he's out for one more game before he returns for the third game, Roy Hodgson will be happy with that result. More so, I think, than Laurent Blanc.
Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow we have Greece is playing the Czech Republic and Poland is playing Russia, like we mentioned already.
Yeah.
But that Poland-Russia game should be a very, very good game.
Well, we got to give the other game today, the Ukraine-Sweden, with two people that Shevchenko, which everybody thought that he was was done with his career, 35 years old, scored two goals by head balls.
And what great goal show, I tell you. That first goal, you know, the diving header, getting in front of the defender, and then the other one, the deflection off the corner kick. Although, again, that shouldn't have got in at the near post. The defender just left the gap, and it was poor coverage. But don't take anything away, Shevchenko. I thought when he got substituted and the reception from the large crowd, I thought that was fantastic because he said it's his dream to, you know, finish on a high note with this tournament. He's going to retire after the tournament, and what a way to go out after only one game. Obviously, he's still got other games to follow, but he was outstanding, I thought, and showed the qualities that made him such a great player playing in the Premiership and also in Italian football.
Compared to Ibrahimovic, which, you know, Shevchenko played with Milano, and he was a very, very well-liked person, never controversial. And, you know, Ibrahimovic, he scored their goal, too, which it was
again,
a nice
goal.
He took
it so well. You know, it was a great cross, and he did everything that's needed to deal with those crosses across the face of the goal. But overall, no, he was disappointing, and it was a little bit of a surprise because Sweden have, you know, they've got a sort of called, they're very similar to Denmark. You know, they're well organised and competitive. They'll be disappointed with that 2-1 defeat today. But let's not take it. It was Shevchenko's day today. That was a great thing.
Well, certainly we're going to talk some more about next week about all the games that are coming up. And certainly, I never imagined in my lifetime that being in America, I would be glued to the television as much as I am watching soccer. Who ever knew in your day and my day that this will come?
It's great, but thankfully I'm going to see a live game tomorrow night with Canada and Honduras in World Cup qualifying, so it's nice to get back to live games. And, of course, you've got the U.S. traveling into Guatemala for an important game. So, yeah, it's great to watch the games on TV, but there's nothing like being at a live game. And so I'm looking forward to Canada's game because it's going to be a tough one against the Honduras team that are smarting a little bit. They lost 2-0 to Panama, and Canada, of course, on a little bit of a high with that 1-0 win in Cuba. So it should
and
be
so
interesting.
Is the United States with Guatemala. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game for them.
It will not be easy. Mateo Flores is a difficult stadium to get a result in, and I'm sure that Jurgen Klinsmann will be happy if it's just a 1-0 result. But they didn't get as many as they expected against Antigua Barbuda, that's for sure.
I know.
All right, Dick, thanks a lot for being with us, and we look
okay,
forward to
Sam,
with you next
good
week.
Chat to you, Joe, and Forza Azzurri. Hopefully a win over the Republic of Ireland on... when is it coming up? No, the next game is Croatia on Thursday. That should
right.
be a good one.
Thursday, yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay, take care.
Bye for now.
Everybody, I want to remind you that our initial report with Dick Howard was brought to you this week and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogram in Pittsburgh. The number is 248-2650. Tony Diuto there at the Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Real quick, just want to remind everybody that the Western New York Flash will play in Chicago this Wednesday, June 13th at 7 o'clock at Salem Stadium. And we will be right back with Rhinos coach Jesse Myers on soccer as a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is...
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor. at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm Sam and Joey here with Uncle Jill Sirianni, Red Car Sirianni, legend of the Rochester Lancer days. What days those were. I miss Giorgio Canalia. We were talking about him yesterday with Joe Giuliano while we were watching the Italy-Spain game, and for some reason we got talking about the NASL, and so for some reason we got talking about Giorgio Canalia.
Giorgio Canalia and Italian soccer go together.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, and our next guest, we have Rhinos coach Jesse Myers on the line. Hi, Jesse. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you this evening?
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
I'm good, Joe.
Sirianni here. How's things going with you? Just you got a tough road game coming up, three games and on the road, and then you're coming back over here on the 23rd, I believe. Tell us a little bit about the preparation and for those road game. But also, we want to talk about the last game a little bit. You know, the 1-1 tie. How do you saw that game? I mean, what was your opinion of what went wrong or what went right?
Okay, I guess the first question let me tackle is how are we preparing? And I'll be honest, I gave him a couple of days off here into the weekend because we have two coming up next week, and we've been around. You know, we've been at it pretty good for the last just about 3 months. So as I looked into the schedule, I thought this was a good time. As good time as it could be, giving them a couple of days off and kind of clearing their heads and kind of give them a mid-season break, and that's exactly where we're at. So tomorrow we'll get back at it. It'll be a difficult day for sure tomorrow, and then Tuesday we'll work on some of the things that I feel like we need work on, which, again, leads into the next question, how I thought we did this weekend or this past week. Obviously disappointed with not getting the result at home. There are some things we need to work on for sure. In my mind, our ability to just execute on some of the things we do. For instance, that last pass to get our forwards through, the ability to make crosses that we can finish from, I think, are two of the major things. And the last thing is, at times, just settling and putting our foot on the ball and keeping possession and making the other team work a little bit harder are a couple of things that we'll work on this week.
You know, Coach, I'm gonna ask you a question that the people that I sit with and some of the people that are passionate soccer players, everybody knows that you got Zamora on the team. And, you know, he's supposed to have the reputation of having the ball control and being a constructive midfielder. And there is some times where, you know, when he got in, that you put him in the last 10, 15 minutes, he seemed to have the tenacity or have the vision of the thing. So the question is, why isn't he not in the game? I mean, is that a fair question to ask?
Sure, that's a fair question, absolutely. Couple of things. Yes, he's had his, a couple of moments late in the game where he's been, I think, decent. But right now, I don't feel that in training and that on a regular basis that he's right now mobile enough to help us defend properly and be mobile enough in the attack. He is very good when he's got time and space, and that usually happens late in the game, especially in our league. So that's when, right now, when we'll see him in a match. But it's nothing I haven't told him. He has to prove to me and his teammates that he is that he's going to do some of the dirty work that needs to be done by any central midfielder. I don't think this league has a lot of room for guys you can carry and luxury players. And right now, he's a bit of a luxury until his some of his habits change, I guess is the best way to, the most honest way to answer that.
Well, you know, look, from my perspective, I look at the people that are on the field and, you know, that they put out 120%, that they run, they defend, they, you know, they do all that kind of thing. And I think based upon, you know, his style of play, he won't be the guy that would defend as much as needed. Because he, you know, that's not his forte, I would believe.
Sure.
So those are the things that I told the people, you know, the people that brought out the question, as because
sure.
This league is not conducive to, you know, we used to have a player named Malenov, I believe that you remember in the,
yeah, absolutely,
in the old, okay, and he was a great player, you know, he was a constructive midfielder and he knew exactly what to do, but he also defended. You know,
yeah.
There
are no more. I mean, you know, Joe, in the game today, you have to have guys that can go both ways. I mean, it's a very athletic game, much more than it used to be. And in all fairness to Zamudio, I think he's going to be able to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
But even talking with Pancho, I mean, I had some conversations with Pancho a little bit, and he's probably a little more familiar with the game in South America, especially in different countries in South America. And, you know, Chile seems to be a little bit of a slower pace league, and that's what he's brought up and used to. And he's just got to learn to change his game a little bit, which I hope he can do, and I think he can do, because I do agree with everybody that he is the most talented player with the ball in our league. He's just got to be a little bit quicker with it and just got to learn the pace of the game a little bit.
Well, let's look forward to, let's talk a little bit about these three games coming up and then coming back to Rochester. Everybody is fit and everybody's ready to go, or you got injuries that you got?
No, we're close. It seems like we're getting close. Bells will be back, so he'll give us some depth. He'll give us some depth in there. He'll give us the ability to, you know, he'll fight hard for a center-back position. But to be honest, and he knows this, it's going to be difficult because that's where we've probably been most solid this year is our two central defenders and our goalkeeper.
Exactly.
Have been, you know, exceptional. So, you know, but it's great to have depth, and with Ian Manskic, we have probably as much depth in the league at central defender. So, that's always depth is a good thing. So,
another
so
player,
Bells, I do believe that one of our a little bit of one of our problems is we haven't been able to stretch teams at times and get in behind their back four from central positions because. Right now, Hoxie Brito, the two have you know, carried most of the play at central striker, aren't guys that, you know, are going to get in behind people and stretch defenses as much as maybe I'd like. They possess different qualities.
Now, yeah.
Brito, I thought last year was was very good at it, but he had some knee surgery, and you know he's come back from it pretty well. But still, I think he's a half step shy of what he was last year. So in all this, what I'm about to tell you is Kissy is on his way back. I think he's very close. He's training every day now. We've set a date, hopefully, for that game in Richmond where we can put him on grass, play him for 20 minutes, and really get a good, you know, good look at him. That is my hope.
Well, you know, I think the Kissy will be some, you know, help you on your fence to put the ball in the net, and I think that once the ball begins to go in, you know, it's going to be helpful. Right now, you guys struggle a little bit on putting the ball in the net, but I'm sure that there's going to be remedies coming up. But anyway, Coach, we want to wish you a very prosperous trip. We hope you come back with three victories, and we'd be pulling for you. We'd be listening, and we'd be pulling for you.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And thank you for being part of the show.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. We'll be right back with Western New York Flash midfielder Angela Salem on Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerasakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Don't go.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
If you get in a car accident, your insurance rates could go up by 40%. Now, they don't have to. Introducing Accident Forgiveness from Allstate. Your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Car insurance should be more forgiving. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Everybody, and welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm Sam and Jovi here with Joe Sirianni. Before we bring on our next guest, I just want to remind everybody that the Western New York Flash will be playing Chicago this Wednesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium. Should be a great game, two of the top teams in the WPSL Elite League. And right now, we'd like to bring on Angela Salem. Angela's appearance is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. Angela, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you, Angela? Have you recovered from the game?
I'm sorry?
Have you recovered from the workload that you had at your last game over there?
Yeah, we had a day off, and then today we had practice, and we flushed the legs out a little bit, got some movements and touches on the ball, and feeling a lot better now.
Well, one of the reasons why I came on the field because I wanted to personally meet you, because I was so impressed with your play that you cannot believe it. You know, and for, and let me see how I put this, for not a very tall person, you won all the head balls. You put people down. You won the balls, you know, the 50-50 balls. And I was very impressed.
Thank you. Yeah, being short can be a disadvantage, but some people underestimate you. So just it's important to make sure to win those head balls, judging the ball and being aggressive with the play.
Angela, right now we see you pretty much playing as a defensive midfielder. Would you say that that's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that a position that you usually play, or is it something new to you that you're doing with the Flash?
I actually have never been a defensive mid until last year when I played with Atlanta, and my coach put me there, and then it's just kind of been a position that has stuck with me since.
Maybe because you're doing it very well, and we see you. What position did you play with before?
I was an attacking mid or like a withdrawing forward.
Oh, you were like a Del Piero, right?
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Not quite him, but yes, if you will. Well,
you know, one of the things that really impresses me is that your mobility and your reading the game, because you were perhaps, with due regard to all the other players, you were, I think that you control about 50% of the ball in midfield. You know, I was trying to count them all, but then I lost count because every time you touch the ball, or you had an impact on the play. So constructively, I mean, and not that you just
defensive midfielders are always unsung heroes of the team. You know, they don't get a lot of the glory with scoring the goals, and they do a lot of the work that keeps, you know, the possession.
Well, what I have observed, Angela, that you and McCall really have, you have like an understanding that you cover each other up, as well as the other players do. But, you know, that's what I have observed. And tell us a little bit about, you come into the Western New York Flash from Atlanta. Tell us a little bit about the organizational kind of thing and who you really are.
The Western New York Flash organization. Since I've been here, it's been great. The organization is awesome. They're very professional and they really take care of their players, and my communication is there, and not only the organization, also the players and the team. Just being here since preseason, we got here in April, and we've come a really long way, and there's definitely a better understanding with how we want to play, and our coaching staff as well has made it clear on our goals, and we all agree, and we're just taking each day to try and reach those. And I guess for myself as a player, pretty much what you've seen is just I'm a defensive mid and really just trying to work hard and try and break up plays. You know, I can't really get in attack as much, but so my job is more defensively, just trying to read the game and, you know, distribute the ball to our forwards or our attacking midfielders and hopefully creating something from there.
Well, you know, by... if you look at the roster, you got a lot of California girls on the team, and you're an Ohio girl, and you graduated from Francis Marion University. You played how many years? You played in college.
I played all 4 years.
All 4 years, and then from there you went to Hampton Road with the Piranha. So tell us a little bit about your career. That's what we want to know.
So I went to Francis Marion in South Carolina. It's an independent Division I school, and girls soccer and boys golf were the only D1 programs there. And from there, I decided that I wanted to try and play professionally. So I went to Sky Blues open tryouts, and I pretty much just got, they asked me to come back for the private tryout and then the preseason tryout, and I made it as a developmental player there. And after that, I signed with Atlanta, which is where I was at last year. And then from there, I was signed to go back there, and then, with the WPS folding. So I decided to come here.
So how old were you when you started playing soccer?
I was probably four years old.
4 years old. So you come from a family that played soccer, right? Your sibling?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all my siblings played in college, and my brother actually plays in the NASL for the Puerto Rico Islanders. So soccer is pretty much all through our family.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, tell us, Rochester is certainly much like Ohio. What city were you born in Ohio?
I was born in Akron.
Oh, Akron, I've been there.
You've been there.
I've been there, yeah. Akron, Ohio, yeah, that's I'm very familiar with it. I have relatives over there, as a matter of fact. But anyway, I certainly hope that Rochester is a city of your choice. And I hope, everybody that comes to Rochester, they end up getting married in Rochester. So who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, the coach of the Rhinos, he found his girlfriend over here when he was 17 years old.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he's been here ever since. So, there is a lot of people that I know in soccer that they made Rochester at home. So we hope that you do the same. And we hope that you continue to play soccer at the caliber that you are. And so we're going to follow you on all the games. I know you got a couple tough games coming up. And, away from you got three games, actually, that after Wednesday's game. You're going to go on the road, so there's going to be a trying situation for you guys. And I hope that, all is good and you come back with victories.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Me too.
All right, Angela, thank you very much for being with us, and good luck on Wednesday's game against Chicago.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, we want to thank all our guests, Angela Salem. And we also want to thank AJ Cesari, Tyler Rosalbund, who was going to be able to make the show, but Coach Myers was
filled in
for him. Thank you very much. Greg Stan, again, remember the Rhinos versus Harrisburg Friday, and Pittsburgh on Sunday, the Flash home game Wednesday at 7 o'clock versus Chicago, and then away to the Charge Maryland on Saturday, and then the Philly Fever on Sunday. This has been Sam and Jovi. Andrew Battisi early in the show with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salem's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass